G'day and welcome to another episode of the Luke's Lowdown podcast. I'm your host, Luke Taberski. I'm excited to chat with you all again today. But first, I want to give a big shout out to my mum. That's right. My mum came on the last week's episode of the Luke's Lowdown podcast and she dropped some absolute knowledge bombs on everyone. All about living your life. So I know my mum is a big listener to the Luke's Lowdown podcast. And I want to say thanks, mum, for coming on the show and having a chat and revealing to everyone how I grew up and also how you believe everyone can live their life regardless of what age they are right now. All right, so today's episode made me think about something that my aunt asked me recently on a trip back to Australia. So my mental health, okay, that's what we're talking about. And it's not so much just all about me and all about my mental health. It's an idea of how we all can improve our own mental health and acknowledge that we all have mental health, just like physical health, that we all have to take care of our own mental health. Now, recently, I was back in Australia and my aunt, who had read my book, she was eager to read my book when I was writing it, my book Chasing Extreme, which you can grab on Amazon now. Little plug there, get in there. She read my book, and for those who have read Chasing Extreme, you'll understand what that means in terms of my own mental health. For those who haven't, I'll give you a very quick recap. I had a long battle with depression. I didn't speak about it to anyone. I hid it from my girlfriend at the time, all my family, all my friends. Even when I would go back to Australia and spend time with my family there, I hid it. No one knew I was going through this, even my closest friends. I didn't talk about it to anyone. And I think this is a current occurrence and a regular occurrence in people that they struggle mentally and they don't speak up about it. They don't talk about it to family, friends, partners or spouses. I think everyone has their own reasons. Shame, they feel weak. They don't actually understand what they're going through. They perceive their life as great, perfect or near perfect, or they don't believe that they should battle with their mental health. So they hide it. Okay, so these are all reasons potentially why other people could not share their mental health. And there are a lot of the reasons there that I didn't as well. So then I got really dark. It got really dark for me, both figuratively and literally. And I didn't want to be around anymore. And I was starting to have suicidal thoughts. And a couple of times I would walk down to bridges, standing on tops of bridges and thinking, I don't want to be here anymore, thinking about jumping off bridges. So it was pretty bad for a long period of time. And then I started to feel really crappy about myself and about my life, and my depression was getting me down, and I started to binge eat. And this was a tough time for me because I would train other people and talk about nutrition, and I'm a big real food advocate. So for me to start binge eating, obviously I hid that from everyone. I didn't talk about that at all. First time I spoke about that was in Chasing Extreme. So I had all these occurrences in the space of many, many years, and I hid it away from everyone. And I had all these little quirky routines that I would do to go and buy food and hide in certain areas of parks, or eat on the way home, or go home and hide myself in my bedroom so no one could see me. Everyone thought I was healthy. And I didn't put on weight and I didn't look unhealthy. Why? Because I was pushing myself so hard in ultra endurance challenges, which was like an escape from life. It was an addiction. So after I retired from soccer, from football, and I was in a dark mental place, I threw myself into ultra endurance sports, got addicted, and that was my drug of choice. So we go back to the question that my aunt asked me. I've now wrote this book, which is extremely open and honest and raw, and I don't think I've ever been as vulnerable as I was in Chasing Extreme. I don't know if I ever will be, because I don't know if I can. Like, it's all out there, it's open. And I went through all these binge eating episodes, and I was extremely depressed, wanting to end my life, standing on tops of bridges. Now I've said, I'm good. I'm okay, I'm fine. I'm living life. I'm amazing. And my aunt said to me, when you come to Australia, I've got a couple of questions to ask you about the book. And the second question that she asked me, which was relating to my mental health, she said, how do we know you're okay now? And I thought, wow, that's a really insightful question. But I could answer it very quickly, because I knew where I was and I knew where I am now today. And I understand how I've got there. And I answered with two things. The first was, I have a routine now. It's my routine that allows me to be okay. And that starts from sleep, because I wasn't sleeping a lot in this period of time. I battled with insomnia. So I truly believe a huge part of leveling out, for lack of a better phrase, my mental health is sleep. Getting plenty of it. The amount of research now will blow your mind if you dig into it. Okay, I'm actually going to put a podcast link in the show notes here of a three-part series that I've recently listened to, and it has absolutely blown my mind on all aspects of health, mental health, combat potential Alzheimer's. It's mind-blowing. I'm speechless. It's Luke Tversky speechless. Never happens. So as my aunt asked me, how do we know you're okay? It was my routine. It was getting more sleep. It was meditating more, practicing mindfulness. Now, I don't sit cross-legged and hum or anything like that, but I take time each day, whether it's 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes in the evening, or half a dozen times throughout the day for a minute to stop and breathe. And how I do this is big, deep breaths in through my nose, and I lift up my diaphragm and then out. Sometimes I do belly breaths where I just let the air come in through my belly and then get it all out. But I stop and I breathe and I take the time to be with myself. So I do this throughout the day. I get more sleep, okay? These are two things in my routine that has really benefited my mental health. I've always ate really well, apart from those binge eating episodes. But what I found was, when I slept more and when I stopped and meditated more, then the binge eating episodes went away because I wasn't interested. And the other thing that I looked at was, and I don't want to say balance, because I don't think you can truly have balance. You can only have balance in the moment. You can't have balance over a day, because some days are more filled than others and others aren't. That's just my opinion. But it was looking at how much work and stress I was putting onto my plate. So I now do less than what I tried to do before. Because during this period where my mental health was so low, I overfilled my plate. And there's many, many reasons for that, which I won't get into now, but you can imagine why. Just trying to distract myself, make myself feel better about myself. But I would overfill my plate, and I think a lot of people do this. But this all works together with my routine. I take some things off my plate and it allows me to sleep more. I take some things off my plate, or I stop in between work or training sessions that I'm doing, and I meditate. So it all fits in nicely. So creating this new routine for me has been vital to help my mental health. Okay. So it was sleep, it was, obviously continuing to eat well, it was to meditate, and it was to not do too much. That was the other thing. I was constantly trying to do too much. So shutting down as well. So in the evenings, I would try and shut down earlier, no electronics after like 8 o'clock. For some of you, be like, what are you talking about? I'm still at the office at 8 o'clock. Well, there you go. That's something that you need to look at, okay, if you can, if you're struggling with your mental health. So, but also having an evening routine, that's helped me. So really trying to unwind, whether it's 9 or 10 o'clock at night, whatever time you're going to bed. But it's for me, it was writing what I wanted to do the next day. I would write one or two big things I wanted to achieve, two or three smaller things that if I did the one or two big things, then I could move on to that. So I had some direction. So I would write this, and then it would be a very relaxed evening. I would listen to some music, or I'd do some stretching, or these days I talk with my now wife, Vanda. I think any of you who know me and follow me understand that there's someone who is massive support, which I'm going to talk about in a second. We have conversation. We don't have a television in the house, so we talk to one another. Imagine that. So my evening routine has helped as well. So it's really sort of calming me down, and that gets me ready for bed, enables me to sleep better. Okay, unwinds my day. Some days I write a journal. Some days I read. It's not all the same. It's not completely regimented. But writing down what I want to achieve the next day and unwinding for the day with no electronics and dim the lights in the house. So it's like almost like mood lighting. It really helps, and it's helped me. Okay. So that's my routine. All of that routine, having a routine. So that was the first answer to my aunt when she asked the question, how do we know you're okay? And I say, I've created a routine in life. It's always different, but there are some things that are always in there. Okay. The second thing that I said to my aunt is the support that I have, the support unit that I've created. Okay. Now, this has only came about through speaking about my mental health. Okay. I first opened up to Vanda. My now wife, she was my girlfriend at the time. And I can still picture this on in my mind. We're sitting on the couch next to the window, looking at one another, and I was telling her that I'm struggling, that my depression is pulling me under. And I started to cry, and tears were rolling down my face. And she just said, I'm here for you. And that blew me away, because knowing that there's someone that accepts you for you, and they don't mind what you're going through, they don't care what you're going through, they just want to support you and help you. The weight that that took off my shoulders was intense. It really was. It made me just feel so light, it made me feel like I wasn't alone. So having this support unit only came about from speaking up. So if you are struggling with your mental health, like I was, even worse, or maybe not as much, then speak about it to someone. Someone you're closest to, someone you truly trust. And you might just be surprised, because they're not going to judge you. They don't care. They just want you to be happy. They want to support you. So when I started to speak up about this to Vanda, to my parents, to my sister, to other close friends, everyone was so supportive. Everyone just said, we're here for you. You just have to let us know how. But at the time, they didn't need to do anything. It was just that I needed to know, and not needed to, but I knew that they were there for me, and that was enough. And that made me feel so much better. So for me now, to answer my aunt's question, how does everyone know that I'm okay? Well, I speak about it. If I'm having a bad day, if my mental health is declining, I will tell my wife or I will tell my friends who I talk to and say, look, I'm not in a good place. I'm struggling. I'm too busy here. I don't have that balance in that day. As I said, I don't like to use, but I'm overloading myself again. I'm going back into past habits. I'm overloading myself. I'm having some dark thoughts. I feel like I've got no energy. And I feel extremely depressed about things. So speaking up about it to this support unit helps me. Because then I acknowledge that I am in a tough place. And I have a process to go through. I don't fight it. I accept it. I let it in. And I look at my routine. I look at my life and say, okay, how can I improve this? And I don't try and fight and push it away. I openly speak to it, to my depression. Why are you here? What's brought you on? How can we work this out? Okay, literally, I will speak to myself and I will work through that with myself. Sometimes I will speak to my wife about it. And she can give me some insights. Okay, so this support unit only came about from me speaking up about my mental health, and everyone has been so supportive. And then when I do have some dark times and I do have some really flat down times, like I've had recently, okay, this year, end of last year, I would speak to my wife and just say, look, I'm struggling here. My mental health is not good. I feel really flat, I've got no energy. And I think this is why. What do you think? And we start talking about it. We don't try and hide it. We bring it out in the open. And when I said this to my aunt, I love my aunt. She's like the fun, cool aunt, lived all around the world, does triathlons and ultra marathons as well, but loves a party and loves the odd glass of wine. Odd glass of wine, I'll say. So she's good fun. And she just said, that's fair enough. I'm happy with that answer and I know that you'll be okay. And I just thought, wow, she's asked me this question from a place of concern and I've given her my answer of creating this routine and having a support unit from speaking up about my mental health and she's completely content. And not that I needed any justification, but I thought, wow, like, yeah, this has helped me. People can see the difference to the Luke who I am today, to the Luke I was several years ago, with this as context. So my mental health is in a really great place right now, but it's a constant piece of work. And that's because I've created this routine in my life alongside a fortress of a support unit through my wife and my family and my friends. Because I was able to find the internal strength to speak up about my mental health. And everyone was there to support me. So if you are struggling with your own mental health, or if you believe someone is, just be there for them. And if you're struggling yourself, find it inside of you to speak up to someone. If you don't want to speak to anyone who knows you, your family or your friends or your spouse, then go and see a therapist who does not know who you are and start there. Speak up about what you're going through with them, okay? But keeping it inside your head, it's not going to get any better. So you need to get it out. And I promise you that there will be people who will be truly supportive for you and help you out. All right, guys, I just thought that would be a cool little insight for you all of how my mental health is going. You know, I've spoken about this quite a lot over the past, and sometimes it comes up, sometimes it doesn't. But it's still there. It's always there. It's always going to be there. And I've put these things in place to keep it under control. So that's my mental health, and that was stemmed from my Auntie Lou. Give Auntie Lou a shout out. When she asked me, how do we know you're okay in this day? All right, guys, That's it from me. If you do have any other questions, please drop me a note anywhere on social media, direct message, or drop me an email, luke@luketoberski.com. And I'm here to support you as well. If you have any concerns about someone or your own mental health, I'm here and I can direct you to other professionals as well. As always, if you enjoyed this, if you found this insightful, and if you believe someone would like to listen to this episode, share it on your social media. Make sure you subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on. And let me know what you think. Drop me a comment. I would really like to know what your thoughts are on this episode. And that's it from me on this episode of the Luke's Lowdown, talking about my mental health. All right, until next week, and I have an amazing guest on next week. I'm not going to spoil it, but he's going to literally make sure that you don't make excuses regarding your time anymore into the future. All right, guys, I'm going to leave it there. And as always, be real and be you.